present government has reiterated this time and again that we need to empower our women. We need to go ahead and make sure that women of this country get what they require, get a plain playing field. And that's amazing. That's something that I'm incredibly proud of. That being said, that's not the end. That's just where we start from. And today we're going to be talking about what's the next step. Today, I, Saksham, I'm going to help you explore the second step of women empowerment. And that's making sure that women stay empowered. Let's get one thing clear. Crimes against women are heinous. If a crime is happening, there's no concept about whether or not it was justified, whether or not it was right or wrong. The fact that it happened is a reason strong enough for us to believe that it's wrong and it's heinous and it needs to be dealt with. That being said, there's this one thing that I'm an advocate of. I just believe that there's only so much control you as an individual have for a crime that's happening to you. What you do have a control over is the fact that how you choose to react to that crime. And that is why knowing the laws that support you, knowing that the Constitution and the Penal Code has got your back, it helps. And that's why we're just going to go through some laws that every woman in India should know. Women in India have a right to marry the partner of their choice. They have a right to choose that marriage to be monogamous. They have a right to say no if that doesn't work out. You have a right to seek protection against violence. You have a right to seek matrimonial remedies. You have a right against sexual harassment. You have a right to private defense. You have a right to privacy. You have a right to seek equal pay for work. You have a right to seek maternity benefits along with them. You have a right to adopt. You don't need men to move your legacy forward. You have a right to renounce every single practice that is remotely derogatory to womanhood. You have a right to encompass all of this under the umbrella of a free legal aid. And lastly, you have a right to get an FIR registered. And hear me, nobody can deny it. And you also have a right to have the investigation that follows get conducted in a dignified manner. And something that not a lot of people know, which is that you have a right against getting arrested at night. Not a lot of people know that. Something important to be known. That brings me to the second half of this conversation. The fact that India has a massive socio-political, regional, religion-based distribution of population. The fact that there are women in our country who have the power to bend laws. And then there are also women in the country who have been abused because of the said laws. And this disparity, despite showing how massively diverse our country is actually something that is a big hindrance in the dissemination of this entire scheme. Because if we be honest, we don't know whom to empower, whom to not. And how do you make sure, how do you invigilate the dissemination of empowerment without discrimination? And that's something that we need to think about. Because hear me out. I know for a fact that there are women who are struggling to get equal paying as to their male counterparts, but then again they're making more money than 20 other women who work 20 times more in terms of physical strength and barely make it to survive the day, and they're probably keeping the entire house together and they suffer from having a husband who drinks the entire night. That's a frustrating disparity, and that's something that we need to address. So let's make this an appeal. Let's make sure that we, the privileged individuals, if we are, of the society, to make sure that we at least try and empower one person around us. One person understands that they have strength. They have a strength that is backed by the Constitution. And they have it. They have what it takes to be someone who carries the society ahead. And that's the motto that I'm going to leave you with. Thanks a lot.